When do you get connected to the newspaper?
Well, of course, I grew up cleaning the press. But my brother Bob had it for 10 years and decided he wanted to do something else and had had his fill because, in a sense, he came back filial obligation, you know, at the request of my father. And he did some significant things. Bob became very close at that time to Boren when he was governor. Bob did some significant things. But he did not go through with the ministry until later he left there. But he decided that he wanted to do something else. So, again, the admonition of my father saying, keep the paper. It'll always be a source of influence. I then stepped up. Since then, it's been running me, because I still practice law. But 1979 is when I assumed the role of a publisher of the paper.
As you look back on the paper, your role there, any particular issues that you may have editorialized, written about?
There have been many issues. Those that come to my mind are most recent. It's been about 3 years ago or less. I wrote a stinging editorial after making repeated attempts to catch their attention. And before I go further, I would say that I never wanted to use the paper as a source of personal aggrandizement. For some reason, that didn't appeal to me to try to use it from that point of view. Never do I like to do that. I don't even like my name in it. Every now and then, there's something of news that you have to do. You do it. But OU had decided it was going to build a diagnostic clinic within the community. And it did not fill the pulse of the community. They did a survey that said such a facility was needed. And it was sponsored by Kaiser and company. But Dr. Clancy, much to his credit, had headed up this initiative. Keep in mind now, I have been for years on the Health Department Board of Health. I'd been head of the Morton Health Center about 7 years. I'd been involved in the Tulsa Community Action Agency as head of it for about 7 years on the board, that is. So I was intimately involved in these community affairs, and citizens' participation was part and parcel of these institutions. Well, here comes a diagnostic clinic. Keeping in mind now, the medical community in the North community was fading. It used to be somewhat tight, but as things opened up, the necessity of having it being tight seemed to dissipate, tighten the group. But at Morton, Morton was a source not only of health care and the clinic itself, but is also a source of jobs. The Tulsa Community Action Agency was a source of decent-paying jobs, which was a great interest of mine. So at that time, in my opinion, back in the 70s, the Tulsa Community Action Agency, Morton Health Center, and the private enterprise of American Beauty Products were the major players for job creation within that community. So I jealously looked at this. In comes OU. We're going to put a diagnostic clinic. No one understood the concept. I saw it as an attempt to come in and move out the private sector, medical community, to be in competition with the private sector. I saw it treading on the toes of health department, public health department, and the administration there was pretty sensitive to it because there was no collaboration, no conversation going on. And of course, I thought it, as I said, would be injurious to the private sector. So those three entities, the private sector, Morton Health Center, and the Tulsa Health Department, I felt this unannounced mission, not understanding its purpose. But I had, when it came into place, taken them to task editorially. Not only editorially, I had gone to meetings and I pled, look, if you want the community to be healthy, once I understood, you need to create jobs. These jobs are going to be created. You need to get the community to buy into it. You need to let people know that there's an opportunity to work. I mean, you're going to be healthy. Give them a job. Not give them a job, but give them an opportunity to have a job. Well, Dr. Clancy, you know, he was all about getting health coverage for an otherwise inadequate health delivery system. But he's a man of medicine. He's a man of health care. But there's no job creation component. There's no outreach to the schools, either to the junior colleges or the high schools, to say, look, this industry is going to be in your midst. Get ready for it. If you want to live in your community, if you want to work in your community, here's an opportunity. This is what you need to do, learn. No spade work like that was being done. And I've been pleading with him for 2 or 3 years. I couldn't get their attention. And this is the importance of a paper, having a source of influence. So I write an editorial, is OU pimping? the Tulsa North community using it for its own personal goals. What an outcry. George Kaiser calls me up, and at that time I'd served on his bank board for 8 years, calls me privately and says, Jim, I really disagree with what you're saying, but I would like to write a response. Promise not to publish it. Yes, sir. So he writes me this long, reasoned position. And one of his colleagues that he consorts with, Stephen Dow, who at this time is heading the Tulsa Community Action Project, calls me up to express his dismay. Dr. Clancy's feelings are hurt because, you know, look, I'm just trying to do good and you're suggesting this. Well, as it turns out, it hit a sore spot. Boren enters the picture.
David Boren,
yeah,
president of OU.
Right. He enters the picture and wants to have an audience with me. Well, by that time, I'm trying to marshal the people who can help deliver and build a facility. I'm trying to get opportunities for them to bid and to get work and to be trained. This article makes me estranged from Senator McIntyre, makes me estranged from Jabbar. Jabbar was sort of raised up under Boren since he was a student over there.
He's now a legislator, Jabbar.
Shoemate, now seeking the Senate spot that Senator McIntyre is vacating.
So you're getting to be, feel like the lone wolf here on this thing?
Well, not really, because, you know, I'm not even thinking that, but these people were associates of mine, and Judy was a very close friend of my baby sister. They were very tight, and of course, my baby sister is deceased, but I knew her as a child. But I knew what I was speaking of, which no one was hearing me. Look, you're talking about health? Let's get jobs and get an opportunity for jobs. Sign of the healthy community, people working. Well, in comes Boren. Boren convenes. Interesting enough, they select Jabbar to sort of head this. But around the table were people who can otherwise deliver services. Boren comes in, much to his credit, and says, look, no quotas here. I want optimal use of people indigenous to the area to have an opportunity. I'm not looking for quotas. You know, the sky's the limit. I want it done. I was not invited to that meeting, but I went anyway, because Judy and Jabbar thought I'm a troublemaker, I guess, and sowing seeds of negativism. They didn't include me, so I go. Now, what predates this, there was another meeting in which I sat on the sidelines and I was invited to be a part of the table discussion. I declined. And this time, they invite me. I declined. So throughout the discussion, Jabbar, who's chairing it, really doesn't want to acknowledge me. But Boren's got his eye on me. I'm on his side. And if I don't want to hear what Goodman has to say, and of course I give my 2 cents, but I'm pushing them to create an environment for people to earn a living. Because you've got a $20 million facility that's coming up. There's going to be a need for work in that area. Plus, look at the small business development that can develop in and around it. I'm for creating a healthy community, but nobody's doing anything about it. Well, they tell me that the percentage is up around 20% is what they're using in terms of minority employment. A word, by the way, I don't like to use the word minority, but for this discussion. So they're up around 20%. I don't know what the current numbers are, but we did make some inroads. One guy told me several months ago, he got a $250,000 bid that was accepted for doing something, I don't remember what. Which all was a sign. Now, keep in mind now, health department is building another $10 million facility about a mile and a half away. So we're looking at maybe a health corps with Morton Health Center employing people. They have a great director over there, Mr. Silva. So you got a health corps industry in an area where there can be jobs that are created. Keeping in mind now, Morton had a substantial employment of African Americans. Tulsa Community Action Agency had a substantial number. Now, one of the reasons I think I'm fixed on this is my college thesis was how to create a better work environment for people who lived in the Tulsa community. And that's my thesis. I go through an analysis of the workforce. I grew up, most of the people, other than the school teachers and the doctors and the lawyers and bus drivers and the Wall Street merchants, the rest of the community were servants. You know, they're busting dishes or they're waiting tables and that kind of thing. And so I had this great desire that was really spearheaded by the Urban League to try to create and get into the mainstream of American life. Now, I'm coming out of a low-income environment. This business of moving on up is a part of my training and upbringing and experience. So I'm still trying to do that with respect to Tulsa North community now. And there's some modicum of success, not what I'd like, but certainly. And so Dr. Clancy says that he's used this experience and taken a Caliban tour. And he says he lectures on the importance of including in planning people who are going to be affected by it. But pure health is going to have to be with people working if you're going to have a healthy community. And that should be a part of their planning. So that's an example of where the press, that editorial, had a positive long-term advantage. And there have been others.
But all your years of service, probably 40 years at this point, to the Tulsa Health Department,
yes,
there is the James O. Goodwin Health Center.
Yes.
That's named in honor of your service and work for the community in the area of health. You ought to feel good about that.
I do. I remember Dr. Burnage, who was the board chair at the time, I think may have spearheaded the naming of that facility. You know, I've always tried to not be ungrateful, but never did I think that that makes me something special, other than the fact that the recognition is something that, as a kid, I probably would have relished. As a senior person now, it's not that important, and yet I don't want to be an ingrate or ungrateful for the recognition. I remember when they bestowed that honor on me, Dr. Vernon said, "Jim, for somebody who doesn't like recognition, you seem to be enjoying it." My mom was there, I remember, and some of my children.